Praise the name of the Lord. With the help of the Lord and the guidance of the Holy Spirit, would you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6? Ephesians chapter 6. A couple of weeks ago, brother was preaching about Saul and Jonathan facing the Philistines and what the Philistines did was they took away all the blacksmiths from Israel so that the Jewish people could not make any weapons to fight against them. Took away all their weapons. But what the Philistines didn't realize who they were fighting against, it wasn't the Jews. It was our Lord. And believe it or not, you can't fight against him. Because sooner or later, you're going to lose. You're going to lose, and big time, believe me. But God says in his word, put on the whole armor of God. Not a portion. Cover your whole body with his armor. Let us begin with the 10th verse of chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against powers, and against rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all, to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, take the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. He's given us the armor of his life, his blood, everything that God has, he puts on us, his armor. From the helmet to the breastplate to the loins to the feet, the shield in the front blocking the darts of the enemy, and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. What else do we need? What else do we need? We've got him fighting for us. We don't need anything else. Praying always with all prayers in the 18th verse, and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplications for all saints. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Paul, who was in prison most of the time when he was writing, he was in prison, but yet he was free. We were in prison, but now we are free. Free to worship God in any way we choose. And he's here today, dear ones, to tell you that no matter what happens in your life, no matter what happens in your life, he's here for you and I. We read in the book of Revelations, chapter 11, and chapter 9 and verse 11, John called Satan Apollyon, And in the Greek, Apollyon is the destroyer. And that's what he is, a destroyer. And he's come to try and destroy you and I, as he did Jesus Christ. And if he can come up against Jesus Christ, how much more does he come up against us? You know the old saying, opportunity knocks but once. But the devil keeps coming back time and time again. He don't stop. He don't sleep. He's there all the time trying to get in. And with our shield and with our sword, we can fight back. Those darts can't hit you if you've got your shield up. And you can fight back with the word of God. Jesus did it when Satan tried to confuse him and tried to upset him and say, well, this is going to happen and that's going to happen. He came back with the word of God. And that's what we have to do. When the devil puts something in your mind, plead the blood of Jesus. Take this away from me, Lord. When he puts doubt in your mind, plead the blood of Jesus. You want something in your life, maybe it's not pleasing to God. Plead the blood of Jesus. Let him take it away. And I speak to you young people too. Computers. Computers are wonderful things to work with, to get stuff you need for your classes and to learn things about. But be careful too. And the parents also, what your kids are watching on those computers. Because there's the enemy there on the computer too. Yeah. Things will pop up and you want to say, well, gee, well, let me go look and see what this is. And then you go in and you find different. Don't get pushed into it. Plead the blood of Jesus. Turn the thing off. Throw it away if you have to. Amen. But don't let the devil ruin your life with the garbage that's on there. And I'm not saying it's all garbage. There's much things that you can use for work, for your classes, for enjoyment. But be careful. You want to look in the internet and find what's going on in the world and things that are happening. Fine, but be careful. There's pornography in there. This can destroy a person. This is disaster. Don't let those darts hit you. Keep your shield up and be ready to use the word of God against the enemy because he isn't going to stop. He's there to destroy. That's why he's called the destroyer. He sends adversity in your life. He sends adversity, puts adversity in your heart. Satan works to block the power of God. His angels, they go out, and when they see your prayers go up, they try to knock them down. They don't want them to reach him. And our angels are fighting against them to keep those prayers going up. And believe me, God hears them. God hears them. No matter what problems you have in your life, no matter what things are going through your life, just remember, he hears your prayers. He's there to fight your battles. Look to him no matter what. There's many varieties of ways the devil can come at you. He can come as an angel of light. He can come through someone you think is your friend. It can be a disadvantage. As our brother Richard was speaking about his job, how much can that hurt when you've got your mind on this? Lord, when is my job going to be taken away from me? When is this going to be taken away from me? Yeah, I know what Brother Richard went through and what he's going through. I had this happen to me too. They told me there was going to be a big layoff. They were drawing the line. And when they called the names of all the people that were going to be laid off that day, my name was just above the line. I was the next one. But dear ones, I did lose my job eventually. But the Lord opened a door and gave me another job. And this job benefited me greatly. Not because I was making more money or because of anything this way, but because I was able to drive this van, talk to people about the Lord. I was able to listen to music on the radio that was beautiful, Christian music. And when I talked to people, I could bring the word to them. And I was able to talk to many people about the Lord. And I won't tell you that I was perfect, because I wasn't. I made many mistakes in my life too. But God had mercy. And as the brother said, he asked God to forgive him. I asked God to forgive me too, and I ask him to forgive me every day of my life, because I know that I sin. I sin. Each and every one of us sin, but God is a forgiving God. He knows our hearts. He knows our hearts, dear ones, and he's ready to forgive. I've talked to people so many times, they say, "Whoa, how can God ever forgive me? I've done this and I've done that." Did you ask him? Did you go to God and ask him to forgive you? "Well, I didn't think he would." Well, you don't know how big God is then. God's willing to forgive no matter what you've done, if your heart is right with him. Let your heart be right with God. He's looking for you to come to him. He wants you to come to him. Bring your problems to him. When you got a problem and you don't go to the Lord, the enemy gloats. "Ha, I fooled you. Ha, I threw another dart and I hit you." No. Don't put down your shield and go to the Word of God. Use this book. Use this as your salvation. Many times you got problems. Anytime you have something in your life that you don't think you can deal with, open the book. Your answer's in here. Get down and pray. The Lord will show you where to go in the scripture. Don't be afraid to go to him no matter what. You feel like sometimes you went too far in the things you do. But go to God. The wisdom of our Lord is right here in these books. When Solomon in his early life prayed for wisdom, God gave him wisdom. And he wrote books of wisdom. From Job, those are the five books of wisdom. Job, Psalms, Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, and the Song of Solomon. Books of wisdom. I mean, not that the rest of the Bible doesn't have wisdom in it, but these were called the books of wisdom. And when he wrote when he was writing books in the Bible, his heart was right with God. But he too was pulled away by things of this world, the lust of the flesh. That's why I say, dear ones, be careful. Be careful. Train your children to walk. Be careful what they watch. Be careful what they hear. There's so much of the devil in this world. I say it from experience because I've felt the darts of the enemy. And I have failed God. But I thank God that he never failed me. Took me out of places where I shouldn't have been. I was away for almost 5 years in the service. And sometimes it was difficult because the guys would get a hold of you. Come on, we're going to go over here and gamble. Come on, we're going to go down to the house of prostitution. This is where their hearts were. God, keep me on my knees. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. And he's there for you and me. It's a struggle sometimes. But he doesn't quit. But remember, the enemy don't quit either. So let's not give in to him either. We have God. We have the armor of God right here. Let's use it. Let's be willing. Don't open our hearts to destruction. Open our hearts to the Almighty, because who loves you more than he does? He sent his son to die for you and I, and he lives today so that we may live someday with him eternally. In the name of the Lord be praised.